why do you think women's studies could be useful?
Well, it has been useful. Very useful. We started it all, us earlier feminists. It was a need, desperate need, to define theory in a field, you know, that hadn't been known for massive theory. We were activists after all. But of course, major questions came up, and things like difference, i.e. not just sexual difference, or you know, our sexuality, or our politics as to whether we were right, left, or in the center, or whatever, anarchists. And we had to theorize all about that. Not grand theory. We made the theory into something highly accessible, I think. But then the problem is that women's studies went into the academy, so that it developed a very sociological and philosophical language and discourse that I have doctorate in women's studies, and I swear I could not read it. I don't understand it, and nor do I have any great inclination to understand it, and that's being very bitchy, I suppose, on my side, but I don't want to know. When things are that rarefied, you know, it excludes people straight away. And there, so here we are in doing what we are started out doing, which is making studies, whatever kind, accessible. Yes, and part and parcel of action. What's going on?
Have you enjoyed these 2 days?
I've loved it. It's just a recreation of the 1960s all over, 70s, you know, really amazing. And it's a question of plus ça change. All the old questions are coming up again, and young women, I think, really don't want to hear what we have to say, because perhaps it's all too doom-laden. But I am very optimistic.